Simon Reishayim Vesiv says, Mokam Shein Yayin Motzi, place that does not have a lot of wine. Yeshom Shemekashim Al Sheikha Vishomashim Chut Min Hamayim. The opinion that say, you can make Kiddush on beer or other drinks, except for water. And so, the Mishabura says, it's not just a rule that any drink works. It has to be a Tamar Medina, which means that the type of thing that people are constantly drinking, if somebody comes to visit, offer them that type of drink. The Mishabura says, Shar Mashkim is not every other drink. Milk and oil are not included in these, because people are not regular to drink milk. If a guest comes over, you don't give him a cup of milk. Yeah. It's very unclear what the Hamar Medina is nowadays, or if there is such a thing nowadays. It's here it says, Chutz min hamayim. Water is not included. So, Mamele, sodas and those type of things, Coca-Cola, even in America, is not a Hamar Medina. It's considered a type of water, sweetened water, at most. Yeah. There are some opinions that say tea or coffee can be used. That's many opinions do not agree with that also. So today, the evidence option. There's opinions that say that for Kiddush you cannot use this chamar medina. You have to use tapioca, wine, or grape juice. Ula rosh, according to the shita of the rosh, at night is preferable. If you can't make Kiddush on wine, you should make it on the bread itself. He holds that you can make Kiddush at night on bread. There's an opinion that says you can't. But he holds you can. That's preferable over this chamar medina. Yeah, what do you do with the pot? You put your hands on it till after Kiddush. Just like you have to hold the course of Kiddush, you have to have your hands connected to the bread also. In the beginning you put your hands on the bread, and when you get to Hamoisi, then you reveal the bread. Was in the beginning, it's covered by the covering, you reveal it, and you put your hands on the bread, or you, until after it's a moitzi, then you cover it again, and you put your hand on top of the covering until after Kiddush. Says the Rosh once again, at night it's better to make the Kiddush on bread than making it on this Chamar Medina. But in the Boker, Yeshu Tojo Kasha Shechem, Shevoch al Shachim, in the morning, it's better, if you don't have an option to make it on wine, make it on one of these other types of chamar medina, that's preferable making it on the bread, because you're making on the bread, you're just making it on moitzi, there's nothing out of the ordinary. And the kiddush in the morning, you're doing something extra. So if you have a drink, that's the extra thing. The bread, in any way, eating bread. Yeah. So therefore, in the morning, it's preferable to make on chamar medina than making on on the bread itself. If a person likes whiskey, liquor, and the like, you can use them for Kiddush in the morning, but you have to have a reviyah. And you have to drink a majority of reviyah. So this is not for the people with weak systems. If the Shatat Prat, we saw opinion that held that you can massage a few people. So if you only have whiskey to make the Kiddush on in the morning, and you make the Kiddush, and between a few people, drink them a little bit more. Yeah, in the morning, just there upon, the Mishnah that we hold, it could be semich on the smaller shear, so you don't have to drink the larger, a little bit more. Yeah. The night of the Ramos is a mini composite is like the Rosh, which means that by night it's preferable to make it the Kiddush on the Challah, and the day better on Shemar Medina whiskey. But since it's a Machlekes, whether you should or can make Kiddush on the bread, then as long as you have wine or grape juice, that has preference over bread, even if you like the bread more than the wine. Mishene Shoyse Yain Machmas Nezet. A burger. Mishra Brewer does bring opinions that hold that if a person likes the bread, the challah, more than the wine, then he's allowed to make the Kiddush at night on the bread. And says maybe this is those who are making of the Mechamet. In other words, by night it's really preferable to make on the wine, but if somebody has a hard time drinking wine, this is what's relying to make it on the bread, even though he does have wine. Vishen Shoyse Yain Machmas Nezet. He made a Nezet not to drink wine. The nether was only not to drink it. Because only he's not drinking it, even though he's using it for the Kiddush, and he has other people that are being yoked with him, they'll drink it for him, that's good enough. If he's not planning to drink it, it's preferable that the one who's drinking it should make the Kiddush. If he's willing to do it. You may not say, by himself, and he made a neder not to drink wine, then he should make a kiddush on the bread, or yishma kiddush mecherim, or if we had the opportunity of hearing kiddush from other people, then he should hear it from them.